You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
Lot to get to on a Wednesday edition of the program. Welcome aboard from the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Great to have you with us. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Ryan on the other side of the glass here today. Tip of the hat to you, as you are wearing a hat over there today. We got a lot to get to. Mark Ironside's going to join us live from the NCAA Division I Men's Wrestling Championship down in Kansas City. We will discuss that, preview that coming up. There is more to March Madness than basketball, everybody. And we will talk some wrestling with you here in just a little bit. Iowa men get a win last night in the first round of the NIT. They are off to Salt Lake City sometime over the weekend to take on the Utah Utes at the Huntsman Center on the Utah campus. Not exactly sure when that game is going to be played, but it will be Iowa and Utah. And oh yeah, something happened last night that has a lot of people on edge down in Iowa City. 319-366-1600. That is a text line. That is a phone line as well available to you. Again, that is 319-366-1600. As we come your way from the Eakin Nutrition Studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, Eakin Nutrition, located down in Coralville. And we've got first four action coming your way tonight in the NCAA basketball tournament. Night number two from Dayton, Ohio, as the first game coming up this evening is going to be Grambling taking on Montana State. I beg your pardon. Montana State and Grambling. I believe Grambling making their first appearance ever in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Nightcap's going to be a better one than last night. It will be the Colorado Buffaloes and the Boise State Broncos coming at it tonight. We'll have those games starting at 5:30 for you from Dayton. 319-366-1600 as Mark joins me on a Wednesday. Our final show of the week due to the NCAA basketball tournament going basically wall-to-wall starting at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Mark, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, you guys and everyone out there. And I mean, we're going to miss you tomorrow and Friday, but we're about to enter, in my mind, maybe the most exciting four days anyway, in sports. I know the NCAA tournament has begun, but when it tips off in earnest tomorrow morning, plus the NCAA wrestling, I'm ready for it, man.
I'm just ready for something on a court or a mat or a field at this point after the last 12 hours plus or so. We will get to that in a moment, but I feel like we do need, Mark, to start things off with the win last night for the Iowa men in the NIT as a smallish but very boisterous crowd last night at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. Saw Peyton Sanford come up with a career-high 30 as Iowa held off Kansas State 91-82 to improve to 19-14. Day-Day Ames had 16 for Kansas State in the loss last night as the Hawkeyes advanced. Peyton Sanford picked a bad night to have a career game, though.
Yeah, no doubt. And I thought the same thing, 81-86 on the text line. Small crowd, but a lot of energy. I'm glad I was there. And 81-86 among between 4,000 and 5,000 fans of Carver, at least through the television. They were into it. It made a lot of noise, I thought, in different stretches. And hats off to the few and proud that were there. Very good performance by Iowa, I thought. Acted like it wanted to be there. The Hawkeyes wanted to be there. That's what it appeared to me. And Sanford and Cricky were terrific. And overall, Really a good performance by Iowa against a good team.
Double-doubles for Sanford and Cricky. Cricky with 24 points and 11 boards in the ballgame last night, which counteracted the fact that the Iowa's guards did not score a whole ton, but they contributed. 8 assists from Tony Perkins. He was very close to a double-double with 9 points and 8 assists last night as well. And when seems like when Cricky plays well, this team plays well. And that was the case last night.
It was the case last night, and often it's about matchups. We saw him against Illinois, and he was a non-factor. For example, that's one example, but he was really good in the preseason and has had stretches in the Big Ten season. And then last night were a very, very valuable contributor, and Iowa scores 91 with, you know what, Perkins and Freeman combining for 19. Dix only had 6. McCaffrey had a decent game off the bench. I mean, that's pretty good.
Not bad. Not bad. To take one of the items off your busy scoreboard, Mark, and that only, I promise, the only one I will take off, but there is news out of Iowa City today that's basketball associated. That is, and I think a lot of people saw the writing on the wall with this one. Desante Bowen has gone into the transfer portal. He will not be back. Tough year for Desante. Actually started off in the starting lineup, if you recall, for the first probably third of the year until Josh Dix kind of took his spot. Patrick McCaffrey was starting off and on as well earlier in the season, but then got hurt and then was shut down. And with Brock Harding stepping up as of late, Iowa will be missing Tony Perkins, but looks as though that Desante Bowen saw the writing on the wall, and he's going to be playing elsewhere next year.
He will, and not surprising. In fact, we speculated about it some weeks ago, and you know, he had stretches of very decent play. You mentioned he started 6 games for the Hawks early in the season, but that injury knocked him out for the season and the development of other guards. And I would put a little bit of money on Iowa going after a guard in the portal in addition to a bigger guy.
Yeah, I would agree on that. Sanford could score 26 or 6 as long as Jerome Tang is going home. Thank you, Matt, for that. Not a lot of going after Jerome Tang from the Hawkeye fans last night, but Iowa and Iowa State fans joining hands and in unison singing Kumbaya last night to Jerome Tang. Peyton Sanford says, hold on, folks, I'm NBA worthy, says 27-23. And do not be shocked if Peyton Sanford, in fact, I almost expect and have heard rumblings that Peyton Sanford is going to test the waters, which other Hawkeyes and other players have done, Mark, as far as going to the NBA scouting service, getting some evaluation. Does not mean he's going to stay in the draft. We've been over this before many, many times, but I fully expect to see Peyton Sanford's name go in onto that list.
Well, he's played himself into the conversation. There's no doubt about it. He does a lot of good things in addition to scoring, and I think he'll get an opportunity. And but really, man, this Iowa basketball win pales in comparison to what happened in Iowa City last night.
Very, very good segue, Mark. And, of course,
that's what I'm all about, dude.
At 5:30 and, what, 45 seconds. Very bad timing as far as Spencer on Sports is concerned. The announcement, well, not the announcement, but the first rumors were put out there. Caden Proctor, if you've all not heard by this time, who left Alabama, well, committed to Iowa, left Iowa to go to Alabama, left Alabama in the transfer portal, came back home to play in Iowa for the Hawkeyes, announced again last night, He is on the road back to Tuscaloosa. He knows it very, very well. Oh, with seemingly to Tuscaloosa. Has not fully said that he's going to go to Alabama, but I think we all know at this point that it's going to be Caden Proctor ending up in Alabama. And oh my gosh, Mark, as expected, all of the slings and arrows, whether it was to Caden Proctor, whether it was to the NCAA, whether it was to the NIL, whether it was to the Swarm for paying him all this money, and everything was being tossed about last night. As with most things, knee-jerk reactions usually aren't good and aren't solid and a lot of times aren't truthful. Wait a little bit, sleep on it a little, and then things may appear a lot clearer the next day. And I think they have gotten a little bit clearer today, Mark.
Yeah, a lot of things going through my mind on this story. And I think first and foremost, what do we really know what goes through a 19-year-old's head, whether it's yourself back in the day or your 19-year-old kid? It's really difficult to pinpoint, but others have opined that, you know, they think it's NIL money. They think it's this, that, or the other. I think Caden Proctor, when Nick Saban announced his retirement, might have been confused about his future there before Kaden DeBoer was named the head coach. And then came perhaps conversations with people, quote-unquote people, at Alabama. I'm struggling with what Caden Proctor's motivation is. When he left Alabama, he said, Iowa is home. Well, it turns out home is not where the heart is after all, right? So we can speculate all we want about the move, but what is his motivation? Is it being at home? No, I guess not. Is it NIL money? It's pursuing college football, national championships. And think about it. He's been part of that. He's gone through that, getting into the playoffs with Alabama. And, you know, he gets to Iowa. And while Iowa is a very, very good program, I think a top 20, 25 program, it's not probably in the category of national playoff caliber program. Maybe that was part of it. If you know the guy's motivation, you're lying.
Only his family and friends, I think, know exactly what is going through Caden Proctor's mind. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to weigh in, and a lot of folks doing that already here on the text line. And it's, listen, Caden Proctor is an example of the problem. The problem is that from the get-go, the NCAA, mainly, because there is no other, you know, there is no other organization that is going to be putting out rules and regulations as far as the portal or the NIL is concerned. The horse is out of the barn by now. And I would love to see, hop into the time machine, go back to that particular day where this all started, and summon the spirit of Kennesaw Mountain Landis and take over the NCAA with an iron fist and say, okay, we're going to set down some rules. This is the way it's going to be, and have a nice day. That didn't happen. We still don't have rules. We still don't have rules. Legislation has been tried in front of Congress and in Washington, D.C., and different states have tried different legislation. This is the Wild West, and it's getting wilder each and every day. And Caden Proctor just happens to be in our backyard and is the latest example of what could happen. Did Caden Proctor make millions of dollars here in Iowa City? We found out from the head of the Swarm earlier on today that is not the case. In fact, he did not pick up money from the Swarm as far as, you know, playing, being given money, et cetera, et cetera. There are different entities out there. Did Caden Proctor pick up some money from corporate sponsors? Yes, he did. There is no doubt about that. Does he get to keep it? Sounds like he gets to keep it out there. There are different ways to contribute and different means by which the Swarm delivers the money to the athletes down in Iowa City, Mark. And we're finding out a little bit more about that as we make it through the day here.
Caden Proctor didn't steal any money from Iowa fans. Apparently, if you believe Brad Heinrichs, the head of the Swarm, and none of the money that you wrote out a $50 check or submitted by Venmo, whatever it may be, that is not the money, according to Heinrichs, that Caden Proctor received. You said it was the corporate money being paid for a, you know, quick service gas station or auto dealership, whatever it may be. And Heinrichs said he was paid 15% of that. Yes, he gets to keep it. I think we all agree there needs to be regulations, laws, provisions on NIL. And for whatever reason, it hasn't come about yet. The NCAA, I don't know. We know all about the NCAA. But as far as Proctor himself, folks, you're going to get over it. You know, remember when Ross Pierce Baker, in a somewhat similar situation, five-star lineman, committed to Iowa, ended up going to Alabama, won national championships there, never materialized in the NFL, or at least yet. You got over that. You'll get over this.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. Another part of this, and again, we don't know the motivation, the underlying motivation of what ultimately put Caden Proctor, more than likely, back to Alabama. Another part of this equation that has people hand-wringing a little bit today is the fact that Iowa was slapped on the wrist for a tweet sent to Caden Proctor out there, a innocent-type tweet saying, you know, keep your head up. Early in his career, he had some pitfalls for Alabama, being the first ever left tackle to start for the Crimson Tide in Alabama football history. Let that sink in once again. I grant you that there were players or programs or coaches or whatnot that have been in contact with Caden Proctor. If it indeed is going to be back to Alabama, DeBoer coming in, he had to re-recruit guys. And, you know, what's okay, that's okay, but putting out a very innocent tweet about keeping your head up is something that the NCAA is going to come down on. Just those things, Mark, those inequalities, I think that's what bugs me. I think that what bugs a lot of people.
I agree. And 2540 has an excellent text. There's many excellent ones, including throwing me under the bus. But when did the transfer portal actually start and why? I used to be a player. It used to be that a player had to sit out a year when transferring. Why did this end? What I do know is that a federal judge issued a ruling last year, I believe, that basically said players that transfer multiple times within a certain period of time are eligible. Thus, Proctor is able to do this. Prior to that, I don't think that he was. When the portal started, it wasn't that long ago, but it seems like it.
Yeah. Listen, we had the grad transfers that started a lot of this, and I can see how that is doable. I can see how this is. You're getting to the point now that players are going to 3 and 4, sometimes 5 universities in 5 years or 6 years with the COVID year. And not only is it hard to keep track of all this situation, it's ludicrous after a while. But again, others will say you can change jobs 5 times in 5 years. Right, Mark?
Sure can.
And it's not, you know, nothing is stopping you from doing that. Nothing is stopping you from doing that. We're going to talk to Mark Ironside coming up in just a little bit. 319-366-1600. We'll get to our phone caller coming up here in just a little bit. What does this do for the Iowa offensive line? Well, I know John Steppe in the Cedar Rapids Gazette going through the position position by position as far as the Hawkeye football team is concerned. Of course, Caden Proctor was penciled in at the left tackle, which would move possibly players around. Richmond perhaps going to the right tackle spot, maybe a tackle going over to a guard situation. That is not going to happen, obviously, now, unless somebody else pops in the transfer portal as far as Iowa football is concerned. And who knows, that could happen. Next month is when the portal gets heated up for football, but it's going to be a lot of the status quo, I think, for the Iowa offensive line, Mark. Now, can they take another step forward as far as growth and improve for the new offense that Tim Lester is bringing in next year?
There's certainly a lot of experience returning on the offensive line, save Rusty Feth, who is done. But there is experience there. But none of the players returning compared to Proctor. To start as a freshman, one of the only ones in history to start as a freshman, play every game for Alabama, a perennial national championship contender. He's incomparable compared to what Iowa has coming back. And that's no slap in the face to Colby and Richmond and DeYoung and others. It's just a fact.
Logan Jones and everybody around that offensive line. Caden Proctor would have made him better. There's no doubt about that. But, hey, at least there was no injury, or he never played down and then got out. You don't miss what never happened, I guess. And by the way, before we get to our phone call and get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update, on the same day that Caden Proctor leaves, just to show you the inequities of the NCAA right now, Alabama basketball, which is still playing, by the way, in the NCAA tournament, gets an oral commitment from already a basketball player for next year in the transfer portal. It's all great. It's all great. Let's go to the phones. I do not know who this is, but they've got a question about Caden Proctor. How you doing? Good afternoon.
Great show, Scott. This is Troy from Muscatine County.
Hey, Troy.
Wanted to follow up with Mark's point. You know, he was a big part of their team that was in the Rose Bowl competing with Michigan right down to the wire, one play away from playing for it all. So he's probably going to be a big part of that team again, as opposed to the concerns I had with transferring to Iowa. Iowa still didn't have their OC in place, and it's probably difficult and just a challenging timeline wise to talk about Iowa's offensive identity in the interim, because Lester wasn't hired until the end of the month in January. One last thing I'd like to comment on. I'm glad that Troy Dannon did not hire Ryan Grubb at Washington, because years from now, hopefully he won't be able to hire him at Nebraska.
We'll get to that on the scoreboard update. Good point, Troy. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 328. Let's get to that Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. And it's brought to you by Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They are right across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot, open at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday. That's one of the items on your Emil's Hideaway scoreboard, Mark.
Okay, I'll start out with it. Troy Dannon, the Northern Iowa graduate, has taken his third job in less than a year. He went from Tulane to Washington in October, and now is going to be the Nebraska athletic director. Also in Nebraska, Fred Hoiberg has received a head basketball coach, by the way, has received an extension through 28-29. Next year, he will make $4.25 million. This morning, Central Time, in South Korea, the Dodgers defeated the Padres 5-2 in the Major League Baseball opener. Good time to tell everyone that next Tuesday, Cal Eldred will return, and impart his wisdom about Major League Baseball every other week. The Valspar Championships, next up on the PGA Tour. Zach Johnson back in action tomorrow, just before 1 o'clock with J.B. Holmes and Adam Hadwin. The Associated Press All-America teams are out. Caitlin Clark, unsurprisingly, was named to the first team for the third straight year. She was a unanimous selection. On the men's side, Zach Edey of Purdue was unanimous. The only Big Ten player, other Big Ten player on the teams were was Terrence Shannon from Illinois, a third teamer. Honorable mention going to Tucker DeVries of Drake and Tamen Lipsey of Iowa State.
By the way, before we get to a break here and get to Mark, the rumor mill, the college basketball coaching rumor mill, has Darren DeVries with a few ties to Oklahoma State, Mark, interestingly enough. I don't know if that makes a lot of sense to me, but you're going to hear his name tied in with a lot of vacancies in the offseason.
Doesn't make a great deal of sense to me, but we'll see.
We will see. 3:31, we'll take a break, come back, and Mark Ironside joins us live from Kansas City from T-Mobile, and we will talk about the NCAA wrestling tournament when we return after this.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And we're going to have plenty of sunshine today, but it's chilly. Temperatures held close to 40 degrees and breezy. Tonight we'll have clouds starting to build in and temperatures drop down into the mid-20s. Tomorrow we'll have mostly cloudy skies and temperatures in the 40s. There may be a few flurries around early on in the day with the higher chance of precipitation overnight Thursday into Friday morning. There will be the chance for snow to the north of Highway 20 with a wintry mix and rain to the south. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Breaking Benjamin, live in concert in Cedar Rapids, with special guests, Daughtry, and Catch Your Breath. See them live at Alliant Energy Powerhouse Arena, Friday, April 5th. Get tickets now at firstfleetconcerts.com. For more, visit breakingbenjamin.com. Get tickets now.
Scott Unash for your neighborhood Quick Star. And with everything going on, the NCAA men's and women's basketball tournament, the NCAA men's wrestling championships, if you don't want to leave the comfort of your living room, all you need to do is download the Quick Rewards app, and you can order ahead for one family size chicken. That's an 8-piece bone-in or tenders or family wings, and you'll receive 25 cents off per gallon of fuel up to 30 gallons. Limit one per transaction there. And while you're doing that, take advantage of some of the great Quick Star hot savings items as well, as they've got Nature's Touch butter for $2.99, limit 5. Also, Cinnamon Sensations cinnamon rolls, 4-count for $3.99. And you can also win chicken for life. Go to quickstar.com/friedchickenforlife and find out more details.
Tune in to 1600 ESPN every weekday at 5 o'clock with Spencer on Sports for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Evan Cohen here from Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio for True Green. Are you ready to elevate your lawn game without breaking the bank? True Green has been the trusted choice for over 2 million homeowners for over 50 years. Visit TrueGreen.com and discover the easiest and affordable way to achieve a pro-level lawn guaranteed. Plus, enjoy True Green's verified price matching, ensuring you get the best lawn for the best price. Visit TrueGreen.com and transform your lawn effortlessly. That's TrueGreen.com. Your dream lawn is just around the corner.
Get to the live events you love with the assist from Vivid Seats. Whether it's the upcoming baseball season, basketball, or hockey, experience it live with a 100% buyer guarantee. And with great deals on great seats, being there is all that matters. Plus, with Vivid Seats rewards, you can earn with every ticket purchase, including surprise seat upgrades, birthday discounts, free tickets, and more. Just visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN.
Back with you at 3:34. We're going to talk to Mark Ironside coming up here in just a moment. And we've got a Bowling Night in America preview for you coming up here in just a little bit. 319-366-1600 as he's going to join us from T-Mobile Arena and the NCAA Men's Wrestling Championships, which will get underway coming up tomorrow, Mark. And our guy Isaac is there as well. That'll be a good time for Isaac. He's working, though, down there. Mark's working as well. But hopefully they'll run into one another.
I'm sure they will. Great tournament. Gets underway at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. And so many good matches, good opportunities for the Iowa Hawkeyes and Iowa State and you and I. It's going to be fun to follow.
It will be. It will be. Penn State is the prohibitive favorite, as you can well imagine, going into it. But I don't know. We'll ask Mark and see exactly where he thinks that the Hawkeyes can finish, should finish, what they need to do. How about Iowa State? And they've got a good chance to get a couple of semifinalists or finalists. So, and you and I think they got a chance as well. So, lots to discuss, and we will get that here in just a moment with Mark here and talk with him and find out everything there is to know about wrestling. 319-366-1600. We've been talking about Caden Proctor. We've been talking about the Iowa basketball win last night as the Hawkeyes got the victory over Kansas State. And, yes, 1067, the offense, or lack thereof, over the last handful of years may have played into Caden Proctor's decision. I don't know. Like we said, only he, his family, they are the only people that know about that. And it's probably very, very loud where Mark is. Ryan is trying to get him right now on the phone. So I may shoot him a text and say, hey, Mark, we are trying to get a hold of you. We're going to help out. Hold on. Can you call us? There we go. I'm working on it, Ryan. We got it here.
That's great stuff, Scott.
Thank you. Isn't this amazing behind-the-scenes stuff? This is how the sausage is made, ladies and gentlemen. Just letting Mark know he needs to call us. And we will get him on the phone coming up here in a moment. Hey, while we are waiting, let's do this. Mark, let's get to a Bowling Night in America preview. Brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids while we're waiting here. Of course, we've got only 5 weeks left. 5 weeks left, Mark. Where did the season go?
Yeah, it goes by quickly, doesn't it? Ending the regular season, and then the Rusty Nails will compete for the championship as the Nails were the first half champions. Tonight, the opposition is Evans Plumbing on lanes 27 and 28. The Nails and Evans Plumbing tied for fifth in the 14-team adult Evergreen League.
A lot on the line tonight, then.
Yes, we need some motivation.
We'll have a report coming up maybe on Monday, because we will not be here the next couple of days, Thursday and
Depends
Friday.
On how it goes.
Yeah, it always depends. No, that's not true. It does not always depend on how it goes. We are obligated. And if you're thinking about summer leagues, et cetera, you can give them a call out there, Mark, at May City.
Yeah. The number is 362-0136. The website, MayCityBowlCR.com.
All right. We've got Mark from Kansas City enjoying the third Super Bowl by the Kansas City Chiefs. How you doing, Mark?
I'm great, boys. I'm great. How you guys doing there back up in Cedar Rapids? It's warmer down here.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, well, we've been talking about Caden Proctor for 25 minutes, so, you know, that's the way
it
goes.
What about Caden?
Oh, you didn't hear?
No.
Oh, he's not playing for Iowa anymore.
Nuh-uh.
Speculation is he's going back to Alabama.
What?
Yeah.
Dang it.
Well, that's the way the old ball bounces, I guess. But we're here to talk wrestling, Mark. We're here to talk wrestling. So how is the atmosphere down in Kansas City?
It's pretty good. I just got done setting up our apparel booth for the Fan Fest event. You know, it's in between rounds where all the fans go, and there's all kinds of things to do in between rounds and vendors to look at. The USA Wrestling Team has practices and all that kind of stuff. So very, very nice, fan-friendly convention center. It's huge. Unfortunately, it's about six blocks away from T-Mobile. So, and there's a lot of taverns and bars for people to get sidetracked on the way to Fan Fest. But the event itself there looks awesome.
Mark, did anything stand out to you in terms of the seatings for Iowa State wrestlers?
I don't think so. Honestly, I think Iowa especially I don't think they got favored. Like, oh my gosh, we got some great seeds. But I don't think we got anything terrible or anything. So, I think it's, you know, pretty much right where we're supposed to be. Now it's just our job to take care of business and to wrestle our seeds or above them, if at all and when possible.
With that in mind, Hawkeye ahead. Let's see. Highest is Drake Ayala and Real Woods at a number three seed. So getting to the finals would be wrestling above that, obviously. Realistically, where would you – how can you see this Hawkeye team coming out after Saturday night?
Well, I mean, I've seen things from as low as ninth to, you know, sixth. I would honestly be very surprised if we weren't top five. I think that we should be top five for sure. I mean, we got fourth of the Big Ten, and we didn't wrestle bad. I just think that a lot of these teams are just that good, and it's going to be interesting to see, honestly, how second through 10th shakes out. It could go nine different ways. You could wrestle the tournament nine times in a row and you'd have a different outcome second through 10th every single time. So I don't know. I think if we got a trophy, we got top three, that would be a really, really good tournament for us. I'd be very pleased with the Iowa program, and I know that's kind of hard to say and swallow a little bit, but I think for right now, where we're at this year, I think a third place finish would be a great tournament for the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Iowa had six All-Americans last year, Mark. Over, under this year?
Well, it's I don't know. I was a betting man. I would say we got nine going. That's three that wouldn't get in. I'm saying five All-Americans.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go with five All-Americans. Which ones for sure, I don't know. But honestly, who knows which way you could go. It's going to be fun to watch, and that's, I guess, what makes it interesting is you just don't know what's going to happen or how it's going to happen. You're just going to have to show up or tune in and find out, and that's what makes this tournament kind of exciting down here.
It does, and interestingly enough, this Iowa team going in without somebody number one or number two seed. That hasn't happened in a long, long time. Does not mean it won't happen, though, because we've seen guys step up and wrestle not only above their seed, but, you know, move into a Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, you could totally see Real Woods in the finals. You could see Drake Ayala in the finals. You know, I think those are probably our two best shots there. But those are great candidates that could make the finals, and they get hot. We haven't seen Real wrestle like Real Woods is capable of wrestling. He was a finals last year. He's no stranger to the rain. He knows what to do, how to get there. And, you know, hopefully he's dialed in, and this is his tournament to do what he really kind of hasn't done yet so far this year. And then Drake Ayala, 125, is just a crapshoot, and it's a wide-open weight class. And I think he's honestly in a pretty good spot and a pretty good position. And if he could try and somehow start scoring earlier in his matches and get some leads earlier, which he's fully capable of, it just has a hard time, you know, making it happen. I think that, yeah, he could definitely find himself in the finals and even win the dang thing. Same with Real.
Mark, I want to ask you about Northern Iowa's Parker Kekeisen. I mean, if he was at Iowa, folks in Eastern Iowa would be going gaga. Maybe not to the extent of Spencer Lee, but this guy's going to conclude a pretty terrific career, and I know he hopes to win it once.
Well, I sure hope he does win it. You know, I think that 184-pound weight class would be it's kind of a wide-open weight class. You know, once Aaron Brooks moved up from 184 to 197, that was kind of I don't want to say a gift for Parker Kekeisen by any means, you know, and the others at 184. But, boy, it really started allowing those 184-pounders to start licking their chops when Brooks moved up to 197 and Starachi stayed down at 174. And so it's a really good avenue and a good path for Parker Kekeisen to win this. And if he doesn't win it, it's going to be very, very unfortunate and be kind of disheartening for the UNI program if they don't get a national champion out of Kekeisen. So the UNI and Doug Schwab and Kekeisen, they could really, really use him as a national champ this year, and it'd be great for the program and great for Parker too, because he's been so loyal to that program, and I'm sure he could have entered the portal and gone to some different places and gotten some money. And I have a lot of respect for Parker sticking it out through the end of his career with Doug Schwab and for the extra year. And you just don't see a lot of that go on anymore, unfortunately. And that's what's unfortunate about this portal and the NIL mix, is that the loyalty has honestly just kind of gone out the window. And you see these guys jumping ship, even though the school that they were initially at, you know, the coaches did everything they possibly could, just because all of a sudden they don't have the money or the funds, they're going to jump ship and go over here. And that's what I have a lot of respect for Parker, and I hope that he does win it at 184 for UNI and Schwab and the Panther train over there.
Yeah, talking about UNI, Volker is the 19th seed. Good to see him as a freshman out of West Delaware get up there. They've got two high seeds, Cale Happel at 41. I think Ryder Downey's a 5 at 157. So Schwab's got a chance. UNI's got a chance to get some points.
They do. They really do. I think that would be huge for them to make a top 10 finish. I don't know if he's had a top 10 finish, maybe one, since he's been there. So this would be a fantastic opportunity for them to finish in the top 10. I think it would be great for Doug to do this, and obviously he's losing Parker Kekeisen after this year, and which is hopefully going to be a national champ for him, but he's got a lot of youth in the program still, and especially with Downey and some opportunity to build on the future.
95-43 on the text line, noting that 125 is crazy, and it is. I wanted to ask you about Ayala's path. He's in the bottom of the bracket. Number 2 seed is a kid from Lehigh who I don't know much about. Do you?
I do not. I really, really do not know much about him. But I know that those guys out there, they don't wrestle the competition level that we wrestle here in the Big Ten. And so he has not, I guarantee you, he hasn't been through the gauntlet like what Drake Ayala has this year. And it's through the regular season and the qualifier as well, too. So I don't put a whole lot of stock in records and rankings from some of these guys in the teams. Is, you know, you go out and you look at the brackets and stuff like that, and like I don't really know a lot about these guys. I look up their records and I see, you know, they haven't really wrestled anybody. So it's hard to tell and to kind of scale off of some of these guys. And that guy at you know, from Lehigh is one of them.
Yeah,
DeAugustino seated 18th.
I know, isn't that crazy? It's just crazy. So I mean, that's a perfect scenario right there where DeAugustino, you know, could be, he's an 18 seed and he could be an All-American easily, You know, I just he sneak on in there with those close matches, winning at the end or in overtime, and you know, it just depends on you know what D'Agostino shows up and how the cards fall, whether they fall in his favor or not in some of those overtime matches.
Mark Irons,
you know he's going to have them.
Yeah, he is. Mark joining us from Kansas City here for Iowa State. And I know you keep track of everybody down there. Bastida's number two at heavyweight. David Carr is number four at 165. There's some real studs at 165, some hammers up there.
Sure.
Cyclo's got a chance to get two, at least the semis, maybe into Saturday night. We'll see.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, they could for sure get a couple into the finals. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, you can't count Carr out, even though he's, the four seed, you know, and he's got O'Toole on his side. But, you know, that's a match. I know a lot of people don't think that it's a winnable match after the conference finals, but that's a winnable match for him. And I just actually ran into him here a little bit ago, and he's really, really relaxed and ready to go. And, you know, it's very – you know, at home at this tournament. So it's going to be fun to watch, you know, Carr to see kind of how he comes through that 165-pound bracket. And like you guys mentioned, 65 is by far the most loaded bracket in the tournament. And then Bastida at heavyweight, heck, he could possibly make the finals. I mean, he's undersized a little bit, but he can wrestle. So it's going to be interesting to see how he does as well.
Key for Iowa in my mind, Mark, is wrestle backs like it had at the Big Ten tournament and bonus points as always.
Yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, I don't think anybody's obviously going to touch Penn State, but going into Saturday morning session, whatever the team scores are going into Saturday morning, I promise you there's going to be probably about four different changes or five different changes from second through 10th just through Saturday morning. That's how close it's going to be. In you know second through 10th come Saturday morning in those medal match rounds, it's going to be really fun and interesting to watch. And then like you mentioned too, bonus points are huge, and sometimes I know that people just think, hey, at this tournament I just want to advance, I don't care, I just want to advance, move on to the next one, just advance. But when it comes to the team race, if you're ahead by 6 or 7, that extra point is going to make a huge difference you know in the team race. If you get 2 or 3 guys on your team scoring a couple extra points here and a couple extra points there, That could be a difference between second and fifth. Just, you know, 5 points. You just don't know. It's interesting to see how it's going to play out. That's what sad as it kind of is for me to say this, but I'm really excited to see how second through, like, eighth or ninth or tenth even kind of plays out in this tournament.
Yeah, getting the All-American stand there. Hey, shouldn't forget about Tanner Sloan. He's number three at 197. In fact, he could wrestle Volker if they both win their first-round match. Thursday night in the second round. So I guess a little incentive there for Eastern Iowa. And Sloan is number three. And the best part is he's not on the same side that Brooks is at 197.
Yeah, Sloan could definitely find himself in the finals again. There's no doubt. You know, he was in the finals last year. He could be back there again this year. And what a small little world when you got a guy from Albernette, Iowa, and a guy from Manchester, Iowa, are going to be matching up the second round of the national tournament against each other. So that'll make things a little bit fun and interesting. And both those guys are really good wrestlers and just great kids, too, come from great families, just really good, just homegrown Iowa boys. And whoever loses that match, I really am going to be pulling for the other one to come through the rest of that bracket and find themselves on the award stand on Saturday.
And who's got the most fans that you've seen so far?
Oh, for sure it's going to be Penn State. I haven't really seen a lot of the fans. They're just kind of starting to roll in, and I haven't been over to the hotel yet, just over at the Fan Fest thing setting up. And those are basically just workers and stuff. But Penn State, they're just traveling big time. And sometimes I don't know how they get so many seats, but they do. But when you're riding high like Penn State has been for the last so many years, that brings the fans in. That's how it used to be for Iowa as well, you know, back in the Gable years. And now Penn State's kind of taken the throne and been carrying that on since. So it's going to be interesting to kind of see, like, if anybody, not just Iowa, but anybody can dethrone Penn State at all in the next, you know, 5, 6, 10 years. I don't know right now. They're just on such a roll. They got tons of money to kind of play with and to – I hate to say, because it's kind of unfortunate for the situation we're in, but to buy teams And that's what they did this year. I mean, that, you know, they had a huge hole at 33 when RBY graduated. Bam. Then they get Nagawa in there, who's a, you know, All-American last year. The big hole at 84. Then they get Truax in there, who's an All-American last year. It's like they just keep picking guys up all the time. Same thing at Messenbrink at 65. I mean, it's just when they got a fantastic coaching staff and a fantastic room with the club guys in there, a lot of guys on the Olympic teams and stuff like that, and then you got more money than anybody else, that's a pretty tough combination to beat. So, but I tell you right now, the rest of the country, they're not just freaking throwing the towel in by any means. They're going to be going out as soon as this tournament's over and trying to find their own guys, come through and see what kind of magic they can work up.
Welcome to
enjoy it, Mark. You're going to be turning the wrench next week.
I am, and I'm excited about it. I'm really excited about it. In a few weeks, I'm going to be going out and letting some arrows fly out, some turkeys, and as soon as this tournament's over, some things are going to change in Mark Ironside's life a little bit.
Well, you're going to be with us next Wednesday. We know that.
I will be there Wednesday, yes. I'll be there Wednesday. And we'll have a lot to talk about come Wednesday.
We will. We will. Enjoy it. It's always fun at T-Mobile and anywhere, but I think Kansas City is going to be a great venue for the wrestling championships. So we'll talk Wednesday, man.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for having me again, guys, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
You bet. Mark Ironside joining us from T-Mobile Arena, or very close to T-Mobile, down in Kansas City. His appearance, as always, brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance. Kurt located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up on the Gym Class right after this.
Hey, so have you tried fried chicken from Quick Star? Ooh, freshly cooked, hot, and ready. And I'm talking jumbo, hand-breaded chicken tenders, boneless wings dripping with all your favorite sauces. Or how about 8 pieces of fried chicken deliciousness? Perfect for your next large group meal. I mean, this is fried chicken that slays. I'm not talking about the runway. Slays appetites. Fills you up. This is no ordinary chicken. It'll make any meal extraordinary. Quick Star Fried Chicken. Ready for your next meal. See you next time.
Join the WagerWise conversation every Wednesday for the best in Iowa sports and betting insights. Listen at KGYMradio.com, presented by Betfred Sportsbook.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym. And we had our Bowling Night in America preview a little bit earlier on before we talked to Mark. We are off the next couple of days, and we will be back with you coming up on Monday as we will have the NCAA men's field down to 16 at that point. We'll talk about the Iowa and Iowa State men and women, the Iowa women. Iowa will have their second round NIT game in the books by then. NCAA wrestling, a lot to get to, Mark, when we reconvene on Monday next week.
No doubt. Good luck on the lanes. Good luck in your brackets. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
And there is still time to enter the KGYM Bracket Challenge, brought to you by Imon Communications, for your chance to win $500. And Spencer on Sports coming your way next from 4 until 5:30, taking up to the first four, night number two in Dayton. And don't forget, Spencer and Todd are going to be down at Pin Seekers in Tiffin. That will be on Friday from 12 noon until 3. Stop on by, watch a little basketball, hit a few golf balls, and say hi. All right, we will be back with you coming up on Monday. Spencer is next right here on 1600 ESPN.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is